Hey, this is Conrad Kazmarek with the new Fear the Sword podcast. I got Angelo something. What's your last name?
Benedetti.
Hey, yes. Angelo Benedetti. All right. Hey. So we are unofficially introducing the Fear the Sword podcast that we hope to do somewhat regularly this off season and perhaps into the regular season. And we're kind of just presenting this idea, and we wanted to see what you, our loyal readers, who no longer lurk and don't comment on things, thought about the idea and what things you'd like to see out of this. So what are you thinking? We'll just bounce some ideas here, and you guys can leave comments and tell us what you would like to see out of a podcast, if you'd listen to it, if we're wasting our time, if only my mom would listen to it, stuff like that.
I mean, just to be honest, like, I'm sure my mom would listen to it, too.
Oh, no, my mom will definitely listen to it. I just want to see if other people will be listening to it as well.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, like, 4 or 5 writers. We're at least guaranteed that many moms.
Exactly. So, Angela, what are you thinking? What do you want to see? What kind of things would we like to discuss? And would you think our listeners/readers would like to get out of our wonderful insight?
I mean, I'm thinking we could probably do a couple-hour series on our favorite Antoine Jameson moments, like in memoriam.
We could just have dedicate the entire podcast to Antoine Jameson and Anthony Parker and things that we love about them, and we'd have a solid 14-second podcast there.
Yeah, I mean, we could actually maybe even rebrand the podcast. Fear the Sword presents veteran leadership. Talk about him and Anthony Parker the whole time.
Exactly. So things that we do know that you will get out of this podcast. We will talk a lot of nonsense and things that probably aren't Cavs related at times. That's for sure. We'll try to give you a warning or something when we're like venturing into just nonsense land. So you can like skip ahead and hear like actual basketball talk, because I'm sure we'll get off topic at some point. What else? We'll probably give you some knowledge about basketball, hopefully. We can talk about draft. We can talk about what free agents that we want to bring back. We can talk about how awesome Kyrie Irving is, definitely. What else can we talk about?
We can talk about being trolled by New Jersey fans.
For sure, yes. We can talk about new and improved ways to piss off the Nets.
Ooh, that's a good idea, actually.
Definitely.
Try to get everyone on board just to mobilize and get ready for an attack by all the other teams we're going to be trolling.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember when I wrote that preview before we played the Nets, and then like everyone and their dog commented on the preview and felt the need to just yell and like call me all sorts of names. It's kind of hurt my feelings, but not really. So we can definitely come up with new ways to combat trolls, people who inexplicably love Manny Harris, just spitballing here, no one specific.
I mean, if the conversation we had prior to recording this is any indication, we might also get off track and talk about, you know, Pizza Hut's new pizza rolls.
Pizza Hut's new pizza rolls, which are an unofficial sponsor. Just kidding, they're not, that's gross. Imagine if we had disgusting sponsors on this podcast.
I'd actually be kind of okay with that.
I mean, if they paid us.
Yeah, but they'd have to pay us in, like, their disgusting fast food item.
Yeah, I don't want that then.
We could turn it into some kind of, like, social experiment, you know?
Exactly. I think the goal of this podcast overall, besides sharing our knowledge with the world, is to, at some point, get Chick-fil-A to sponsor us.
Oh, so we get that free is Chick-fil-A. A solid idea.
Okay, so let's quickly, briefly talk about the Cavs for a little bit. The lottery, what'd you think?
I mean, my gut reaction, I'm sure, was similar to most people. I was obviously disappointed. I was kind of hoping to get that top 3 pick just so we can be guaranteed to get a Beal or an MKG. Now, you know, there's some uncertainty around that. Someone's got to take a big. But in the grand scheme of things, I mean, we're still going to get a guy and, be it Drummond or Harrison Barnes that last year people thought could have been a number 1 pick overall. So I think we are in a good position. It's just, I'm not comfortable with the uncertainty that we now have.
Yeah, I mean, like the idea of drafting Andre Drummond fourth overall, maybe.
I'm in the same boat. I mean, I'm no draft expert, but yeah. I just don't like those guys that get labeled as boom or bust, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. And it's there was an article today suggesting Jeremy Lamb at number four. And that just doesn't really make sense to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I keep seeing the idea thrown around on Twitter, trying to trade down and get Portland's picks. I mean, it's kind of intriguing to me. It's like, seems like the reason.
Yeah, I like four. I really just wanted to use the sound effect.
Yeah, I guess we should have given everyone a heads up that we're big fans of just piping in sound effects from GarageBand, so that'll probably be happening a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much great. So,
the way I look at it, there's a pretty big drop-off in between three and four in terms of guaranteed talent. So it makes you wonder if it might be worth it to drop down to, what is it, 6 and 11?
Yeah, but four isn't going to get you there. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it's what else we'd have to give up to get to that.
I've been reading a lot about Harrison Barnes lately, trying to come to grips with the fact that he very well may be on the Cavs next year. Mm-hmm. I'm coming around to it. I like the things that I'm seeing recently, I kind of like. I'm not getting caught up in the whole idea that all he cares about is his brand. And, like, I think he likes basketball. He likes to play basketball. He's good at it. He wants to be good at it. He wants to get better at it, unlike maybe Andre Drummond, who we don't know if he actually even likes basketball. He's just really tall, and someone was like, dude, you should play basketball. And it, like, started on a dare or something.
Yeah.
So Harrison Barnes works hard. He wants to play. He's good at scoring. He's got the tools to be a defender. He's got good size, unlike Bradley Beal, who everyone thinks is a midget for some reason.
I think the thing with Beal is it just seems like so many people are kind of burnt out on the undersized combo guard on the Cavs thing. You know, like, I'd be a little wary, too, just because our past track record of guys like that hasn't been the greatest.
Well, when you try to take Mo Williams and play him at point guard, or Booby Gibbs.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's...
I have every expectation that he would be a better player than Mo Williams or Booby Gibson, or, you know, maybe even Delonte West when he had that one great year with us.
Yeah.
But still, I could understand, like, the hesitation around that.
I guess so. I'm just waiting for the combine, so when we find out, oh, he's a legit 6'5", and people are like, oh, maybe his size isn't a problem, because I've read, like, oh, he's, like, we can't draft a shooting guard who's 6'1". I'm like, where did you read that? Where is he 6'1"? When has he ever been, like, stop reading his 8th grade measurements. That's not applicable.
Are you trying to say that there's inaccurate information on the internet?
Breaking news. There's inaccurate information on the internet. That is true.
That's mind-blowing to me. Man, I thought if it was on there, it'd be gospel.
Yeah, no. For some reason, someone keeps putting false information on the internet. But, so, I don't know. Kind of like this podcast. weird. Weird how that works. So, what else do you want to do? Where do you see the summer going, the off-season going, as far as what were things we're going to talk about, free agents, people freaking out about the draft when we draft someone they've never heard of with the 33rd pick and everyone thinks it's the end of the world. how are you feeling about the Cavs off-season? Like, how do you think that's going to go?
It's going to be a big, big off-season. I mean, if you look at the team as it was composed last year, I think it's going to be almost a completely new look, almost top to bottom. You know, if you look at the Cavaliers' contract situation right now, you know, when I started that keeper quit feature, I don't think I really truly realized how many of the current squad might not be around next year.
Yeah.
You know, we could very well be looking at a team that just has Kyrie, Thompson, Varejao, and Caspi. So.
Oh, Caspi, I forgot about
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're stuck with him for a little while longer. Oh,
great. But that means no. Some Ardo might be gone, or Den might be gone.
Andy Harris might be gone. Alonzo G might be gone.
That's Alonzo. I haven't even heard anything recently about Alonzo G. We need to probably figure out what is going on with him.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't. All we heard was that one rumor about the Suns being interested in him, and nothing since. Presumably, the Cavs still want to keep him, but. At what price? We'll see.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, when I'm looking at this offseason, I think it's going to be very similar to the 2010 offseason where just, you know, as time progresses, the team just takes on a look that's nothing like it was the previous year, you know. Which it'll be interesting to see how they fill all those holes, you know.
I mean, considering this previous year, that would be a good thing, no?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like, that's the other thing. Like, unlike the 2010 offseason, there's very few guys I'd be heartbroken to see leave the team right now that are actually up in the air right now.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to bring G back. I wouldn't be devastated if we didn't bring G back, especially if we drafted a small forward in Barnes or MKG. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really feel the need to bring any of those guys back because they weren't very good.
Yeah. I mean, thing I have a hard time wrapping my head around is a lot of those guys who've shown some sort of flash in the past for playing out of position this year. So it seems unfortunate that we're having to make the decision to keep these guys around based off of their performance in a year that had no training camp. And, you know, because of injuries, they were playing all over the place. So.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, this is just a brief introduction of what we hope to do with this podcast. We want your guys' questions. We want suggestions of guests that you'd like to see us try to get to talk about the Cavs, talk about basketball in general. Just like different segments and stuff you want to hear. This is not for us, although it is fun. It's like we want people to listen to it. We want people to find it informative and useful. So give us some feedback and let us know what you want out of this. Any parting words, Angelo?
Oh, man, putting me on the spot with parting words. Stay fly? I don't know.
we'll go with that. All right. Fear the Sword podcast, part one of many. Adios.